Jay Waddles. Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 8 o'clock.
We're a civic media station.
540 WAUK, Jackson, Milwaukee.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Trade talks canceled with Canada over the words of a former president, Ronald Reagan, used in a TV ad opposing American tariffs.
When someone says, let's impose tariffs on...
Overnight, President Trump called off negotiations with Canada. Secretary of State Marco Rubio from Israel last hour.
That took President Reagan's words out of context. Even the Reagan Foundation criticized them for it.
Correspondent Nicole Killian has more from Washington.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford says Reagan's original speech inspired him.
It was real because it was coming from the best president the country's ever seen, Ronald Reagan.
In August, the president raised tariffs on goods like steel and lumber to 35% amid concerns over the alleged flow of illegal drugs and undocumented immigrants.
Chaos outside a Coast Guard base near Oakland, California, as protesters demonstrated against the president's immigration policies. Video shows officers opening fire on a U-Haul truck as it backed towards them before taking off. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
According to witnesses, at least two people were struck by the truck. As of now, the driver's whereabouts are unknown. The base was set to be a staging ground for 100 federal agents deployed by President Trump to San Francisco to begin immigration enforcement.
He called off that deployment. The entire east wing of the White House is now demolished, and a Virginia couple has gone to court. Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns reports.
A lawsuit filed Thursday against the president and the director of National Park Service seeks to stop the destruction, claiming the east wing demolition and ballroom construction were done without legally required approvals or reviews.
Target is cutting jobs ahead of the holidays after a slowdown in sales.
The retailer will trim its corporate workforce by 8%, 1,800 jobs, most of them in the U.S. Target has reported weak sales growth for 11 straight quarters. Bankrate analyst Ted Rossman.
There's a feeling among some that Target's kind of lost its way, that maybe its merchandise is not as stylish or well-stocked as it used to be.
Target's incoming CEO has spent his career with the company. Many investors were hoping Target would tap an outsider to mix things up. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
One Puerto Rican superstar handed out an award to another at the Billboard Latin Music Awards in Miami last night. Rita Moreno gave Bad Bunny the prize for Artist of the Century. He won a total of 11, among them Artist and Song of the Year. Conservatives, including the president, are unhappy the NFL has chosen the rapper to headline the Super Bowl this February. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 in monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without auto pay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
There's now free Wi-Fi for some people who could really use it in L.A.
The global technology company Cisco partnered with Los Angeles and three organizations focused on improving the lives of Californians to connect residents of South Los Angeles to the Internet. City Council President Marquise Harris Dawson said he's seen digital inequity firsthand. People crouched next to a McDonald's trying to get their email and in their cars in library parking lots connecting to the Internet.
It was surprising to find that there was so much inequity with regard to the internet availability, speeds, cost, and all the rest.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
It'll be here before you know it.
Take the hallway, bows upon
If you're planning to deck your own halls and banisters, shop now. Business owners are warning tariffs could lead to shortages of wreaths, garlands, and artificial trees. Industry experts tell the Wall Street Journal it'll probably be more expensive, too. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A former aide at MPS who left the country this summer is now suing the federal government. Yesenia Ruano says she was pushed to self-deport to El Salvador despite an open visa case. She's joined a federal lawsuit claiming ICE is illegally deporting immigrants who are victims of crime. Ruano says she's fighting not just for herself but for her daughters and others in the same situation. Whether you drive, walk, or ride the bus in Milwaukee, city planners want to hear from you. The 414 In Motion survey is now live, collecting ideas to improve how people get around. Officials say your feedback will help decide where to make changes like bike lanes, crosswalks, and transit routes. It's all part of Milwaukee's first citywide transportation and mobility plan. You can find the survey on the city's website. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A Milwaukee County Court Commissioner says it's one of the worst cases he's ever seen. The West Dallas parents accused of killing their 4-year-old son appeared in court for the first time yesterday. Prosecutors say DeVario Cruz abused the boy and his mother, Charlotte Keurig, failed to protect him. The judge called the allegations horrific. It was confirmed during the hearing that Child Protective Services had been alerted about the family before. An MCTS bus and a car collided near 91st Street in Bradley last night. Police say at about 5 o'clock, the car hit the back of the bus while it was heading south. There were 5 passengers on board at the time, and the bus driver and 1 passenger were injured. Officials say that bus driver's injuries aren't life-threatening. There's no word yet on if anyone was arrested. Another reminder about the interstate shutdown this weekend. A major ramp closure starts at 11 tonight on the Hale Interchange. The southbound 41-894 ramp to eastbound 894 will be shut down through early Monday. It's all part of a larger interchange improvement project expected to last into next year. The DOT says drivers should expect detours and extra delays. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. Green Bay city leaders speaking out after somebody put up wanted posters with their names and photos around the city. Congressman Tony Weed joined city elders Jennifer Grant and Melinda Eck, condemning what he called violent rhetoric.
When they call us Nazis, fascists, criminals, or threats to democracy, it is a calling card for deranged individuals to commit violent acts.
The posters featured all 3 elected officials saying that they were wanted because of their stances on various political issues, including LGBTQ plus rights. Green Bay Mayor Eric Jenrick also issued a statement calling the behavior stupid and dangerous. Jenrick was not on the posters, but says he and his family have also gotten threats. Green Bay police say that they are still working to find out who's responsible for the posters. The measles outbreak up north is officially over. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says there's been no new cases of measles for more than a month in Oconto County. Health officials say that's 2 incubation periods, the threshold that marks the end of an outbreak. All of the state's 36 confirmed cases of measles were located in Oconto County and happened to people who are not vaccinated. 2 people were hospitalized. The outbreak began after somebody traveling out of state was exposed. Wisconsin's got one of the lowest measles vaccination rates in the country. Lawmakers in Wisconsin debating a bill that would officially adopt a global definition of anti-Semitism for use by state and local governments. The proposal is meant to help identify hate crimes, but has raised concerns that it might criminalize criticism of Israel. JS Online reports the bill's sponsor said it doesn't add new laws, but clarifies what anti-Semitism is. At a hearing this week, supporters spoke about rising anti-Semitism on university campuses, while opponents warned of threats to free speech. The Milwaukee Jewish Federation supports the bill, but the ACLU and some Democrats have pushed back. And tomorrow's National Drug Take Back Day across Wisconsin. More than 145 events with 266 law enforcement agencies will be set up for people to safely dispose of unused or expired medications. Attorney General Josh Call says the event makes it easy to get rid of unwanted pills, creams, and inhalers while protecting the environment. People can bring prescription and over-the-counter meds, but no illegal drugs or needles. Permanent drop boxes are also available year-round. Your local drop-off locations can be found online. Wisconsin Sports Today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
It's 810, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, sports with Mike Clemens. Traffic and weather together as well. We've got a mixture of sun and clouds in Milwaukee at the moment. 36 is the air temp. Winds are out of the west at 3 miles per hour. A freeze warning remains until 9. And it's, again, 36 and a few clouds. Traffic and weather coming up together next. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at WAUKradio.com and on the Civic Media app. WAUK News Time, 8:11.
If you're trying to do your own divorce, divorce coaching can be a godsend. It can help you organize all of your financials, review your spouse's financials, and help you put together a proposal to resolve your divorce or be able to articulate why the proposal is unfair and whether you can push back on things like an inheritance or the income of the other party. Call Horizons Law Group today and speak to attorney Michelle Fitzgerald, 262-432-3600 or horizonslaw.com.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamp designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
For delicious Halloween treats, visit O&H Danish Bakery, where you'll find their famous Wicked Good Kringle. This decidedly decadent Kringle has a midnight chocolate filling, chocolate icing, and is topped with delightful Halloween sprinkles. There are many hand-decorated, ghoulishly good Halloween delights, so do stop in. While there, pick up several O&H Caramel Apple Cinnamon Cupcakes. They're a fall celebration in the palm of your hand. Visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
11 o'clock this morning on 540 WAUK and 100.3 FM.
It's 8:13. Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, traffic and weather together. Right now, Mike Clemens in sports.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Raptors in Toronto, but guard Kevin Porter is not on this road trip. On MRI confirmed, he suffered a sprained ankle in the Bucks season opener Wednesday night. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene, Oregon to play the Ducks tomorrow night. Wisconsin hoping to snap a five-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers holding practice before flying to Pittsburgh for Sunday night football against the Steelers. Baseball, game one of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on how their season ended in L.A. last week.
From my world, I felt like we did not put our best foot forward in that series. And I think it would have made some difference, but the Dodgers were on it. And you know when a team is on it. And we, the balls we did hit hard, for instance, got caught. You know, our ball in play, I think, was 130, something record low.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Traffic and weather together in the morning between 6 and 9, three times an hour. This one is sponsored by Blindster.com. Good morning to Bonnie Green.
4145 northbound stop and go Mayfair to Burleigh with construction. 4145 southbound Silver Spring to Capitol, also a road work delay. 94 eastbound slows between 76th and 35th. Westbound Stadium Interchange to Mitchell Boulevard, some delays. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Traffic is brought to you by Blindster.com. Kyle started Blindster in 2010 to make quality custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Blindster's prices are low, and their blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
540 WAUK Milwaukee forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 52 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 35 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Little peak of sunshine here and there. A few clouds as well. Winds are out of the west at 3. Again, a freeze warning until 9 this morning. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, CBS News and Money Watch. WAUK News Time 8:15.
Something new is waking up Racine, the new cafe where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast presentation of WAUK.
Hey, it's Downtown Donnie Brown, and this week in Waukesha, we are acting locally, thinking globally, talking about mayoral election, which has suddenly become a little bit more crowded with the announcement of City Council President Alicia Halbenslaven announcing her candidacy for mayor, challenging Scott Allen.
Find This Week in Waukesha at WAUKradio.com. Go to the website and search This Week in Waukesha from 540 WAUK.
It's 8:17. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now streaming at WAUKradio.com and by tapping your Civic Media app. If you haven't downloaded that one, go ahead and do it. It's 540 WAUK. News time is 8:17. Money Watch from CBS Now.
CBS Money Watch.
Target says it's eliminating about 1,800 corporate positions, including about 800 open roles. With a new CEO set to take the reins in February, the moves are part of the retailer's efforts to streamline decision-making and strengthen its customer base. Tesla is recalling more than 63,000 Cybertrucks in the U.S. because the front lights are too bright. The concern is that may cause a distraction to other drivers and increase the risk of a collision. And 3M is recalling more than 10,000 thermal laminators due to a potential overheating issue that poses a burn hazard. The recall focuses on the Scotch brand TL90950 thermal laminator. That's your CBS News Money Watch report. I'm Jesse Mitchell.
Since 2013, the annual Progressive Keys to Progress event has provided deserving veterans with vehicles, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more about this program at keystoprogress.com.
540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney. Coming up after the CBS News update here, we've got local news from Stuart J. Waddles in the WAUK newsroom. Leslie Lotto has got state news covered. Mike Clemens in sports, traffic, and weather together as well. Thanks for being there. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. WAUK News Time 8:19. An update now from CBS News.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Trade talks canceled with Canada over the words of a former president, Ronald Reagan, used in a TV ad opposing American tariffs.
When someone says, let's impose tariffs on...
Overnight, President Trump called off negotiations with Canada. Secretary of State Marco Rubio from Israel last hour.
That took President Reagan's words out of context. Even the Reagan Foundation criticized them for it.
Correspondent Nicole Killian has more from Washington.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford says Reagan's original speech inspired him.
It was real because it was coming from the best president the country's ever seen, Ronald Reagan.
In August, the president raised tariffs on goods like steel and lumber to 35% amid concerns over the alleged flow of illegal drugs and undocumented immigrants.
Chaos outside a Coast Guard base near Oakland, California, as protesters demonstrated against the president's immigration policies. Video shows officers opening fire on a U-Haul truck as it backed towards them before taking off. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
According to witnesses, at least two people were struck by the truck. As of now, the driver's whereabouts are unknown. The base was set to be a staging ground for 100 federal agents deployed by President Trump to San Francisco to begin immigration enforcement.
He called off that deployment. The entire east wing of the White House is now demolished, and a Virginia couple has gone to court. Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns reports.
The lawsuit filed Thursday against the president and the director of National Park Service seeks to stop the destruction, claiming the east wing demolition and ballroom construction were done without legally required approvals or reviews.
Target is cutting jobs ahead of the holidays after a slowdown in sales.
The retailer will trim its corporate workforce by 8%, 1,800 jobs, most of them in the U.S. Target has reported weak sales growth for 11 straight quarters. Bankrate analyst Ted Rossman.
There's a feeling among some that Target's kind of lost its way, that maybe its merchandise is not as stylish or well-stocked as it used to be.
Target's incoming CEO has spent his career with the company. Many investors were hoping Target would tap an outsider to mix things up. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
One Puerto Rican superstar handed out an award to another at the Billboard Latin Music Awards in Miami last night. Rita Moreno gave Bad Bunny the prize for Artist of the Century. He won a total of 11, among them Artist and Song of the Year. Conservatives, including the president, are unhappy the NFL has chosen the rapper to headline the Super Bowl this February. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
There's now free Wi-Fi for some people who could really use it in L.A.
The global technology company Cisco partnered with Los Angeles and three organizations focused on improving the lives of Californians to connect residents of South Los Angeles to the Internet. City Council President Marquise Harris Dawson said he's seen digital inequity firsthand. People crouched next to a McDonald's trying to get their email, and in their cars in library parking lots connecting to the Internet.
So it was surprising to find that there was so much inequity with regard to the internet availability, speeds, cost, and all the rest.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
It'll be here before you know it. If you're planning to deck your own halls and banisters, shop now. Business owners are warning tariffs could lead to shortages of wreaths, garlands, and artificial trees. Industry experts tell the Wall Street Journal it'll probably be more expensive, too. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Morning, WAUK.
And good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. A little bit of breaking news. You might be waking up to a power outage.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk.
All news all morning.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee's fire trucks are breaking down faster than they can be replaced. Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky says the situation is dire, with more than a half the city's engines older than they should be. The chief testified before a city committee yesterday. The mayor's proposed budget sets aside $2 million for new gear, but the chief says that's not even enough to buy one ladder truck. He warns that broken or unreliable trucks could slow down response times and put firefighters at risk. One alderman is backing Lipsky's call for more money, but city leaders say the budget is already stretched thin. A lockdown at MATC yesterday was triggered after people wearing masks were seen entering one of their buildings downtown. Police say those people left before officers arrived and the campus was cleared a short time later. Police are still investigating. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. We're learning more about the new massive data center campus coming to Port Washington. The $15 billion project by OpenAI, Oracle, and Vantage Data Centers will cover 500 acres. In their latest announcement, they say they plan on using a closed-loop liquid cooling system, which drastically cuts water use. The companies are also committing to matching their power use with 100% renewable energy and investing in solar, wind, and battery storage projects. Even so, people living in the area have raised concerns about local water, wildlife, and the impact of new power lines. Milwaukee wants your help shaping how the city moves in the future. City leaders launched their first ever transportation and mobility plan called 414 in Motion. It's asking people how they get around and what needs to improve. The survey takes just a few minutes and covers everything from buses to bikes and safer crosswalks. Officials say they'll use the feedback to guide how streets are designed and where investments go. You can find that survey on the city's website. Another reminder about the interstate shutdown this weekend. A major ramp closure starts at 11 tonight on the Hale interchange. The southbound 41-894 ramp to eastbound 894 will be shut down through early Monday. They're fixing that bridge. It's all part of a larger interchange improvement project expected to last into next year. The DOT says drivers should expect detours and extra delays. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto at the Civic Media State News Desk. A first in Wisconsin history, a newborn has been safely surrendered in one of the state's safe haven baby boxes. The drop-off happened last week, just after noon on Wednesday, at Racine's Fire Station Number 4. The drop boxes are climate-controlled areas that let parents anonymously and safely leave newborns without fear of prosecution. A statement says the infant was immediately cared for by firefighters and taken to a hospital. Child Protective Services is working to find a permanent home for the infant. Wisconsin currently has four active safe haven baby boxes in Howard, Reedsburg, Elkhorn, and Racine. There are plans for more. A no-show at the Capitol stirring frustration. Lawmakers say State Superintendent Jill Underly never called or emailed to reschedule her hearing about teacher misconduct investigations. Committee Chair Amanda Nedweski told members that they would have gladly picked another date if Underly had just reached out.
Dr. Underly did not even call me. She did not send an email. She did not reach out in any way saying this date did not work for her.
Instead, a deputy showed up in her place facing tough questions about how the state handles complaints about educators. It's the latest tension after a report in the Cap Times showing hundreds of teacher misconduct cases remained hidden over 5 years. Superintendent Underly did write a letter demanding a correction from the Cap Times, but also said the state needs to update its laws to make it easier for the DPI to investigate these cases. And a new program in the state's turning good neighbors into great neighbors. A group called Do Good Wisconsin just launched what they call a snow angel program. They're offering free signs for homes where people living there may need help shoveling snow. The idea is to make it easier for volunteers to spot who could use a hand this winter. Signs are free thanks to donations, but there's only a limited number available. The group hopes small gestures like this remind people to look out for one another. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
Thank you, Leslie and Stu. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. It's 829. Coming up, part of our all news all morning, we've got sports with Mike Clemens, traffic and weather together as well. Right now, we've got a few clouds in Milwaukee with 36. The air temp, winds are out of the west at 3. Freeze warning remains until 9. It's a little chilly out there, so you might want to grab a jacket or at least a hoodie on your way out the door. Going to see a high of around 51 with sunshine today. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Coming up, Mike Clemens and sports.
All news all morning, WAUK.
Start unpacking the decorations and ornaments and plan your upcoming holidays with family and friends. It's also time to start planning for the much colder winter weather. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Let the pros at Building Waters make sure your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Hi, it's Jane Metmayer.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Metmayer On Air.
We cover all the news coming out that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we lighten things up in hour number two with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Metmayer On Air, weekday mornings at 9 on 540 WAUK and 100.3 FM.
It's 8:32. Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, traffic and weather together. For that, Mike Clemens has got sports.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Raptors in Toronto, but guard Kevin Porter is not on this road trip. On MRI confirmed he suffered a sprained ankle in the Bucks season opener Wednesday night. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene, Oregon to play the Ducks tomorrow night. Wisconsin hoping to snap a five-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers holding practice before flying to Pittsburgh for Sunday night football against the Steelers. Baseball, game one of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on how their season ended in L.A. last week.
From my world, I felt like we did not put our best foot forward in that series. And I think it would have made some difference, but the Dodgers were on it. And you know when a team is on it. And we, the balls we did hit hard, for instance, got caught. You know, our ball in play, I think, was 130, something record low.
That's Pat Murphy with sports on Mike Clemens.
540. 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Traffic and weather together as well. This traffic report brought to you by Blinds.com. Good morning to Bonnie Green.
4145 northbound stop and go Mayfair to Burleigh into roadwork, and 4145 southbound Silver Spring to Capitol, a roadwork delay there. 4145 southbound 124th to Good Hope, not surprising, roadwork there too. And 94 eastbound still a backup 76 to 35th. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Lots and lots of roadwork. Thanks, Bonnie. Traffic is sponsored by Blindster.com. Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where they offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Find out more at Blindster.com.
540 WAUK Milwaukee Forecast.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 52 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 35 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Thanks, Sean. Still got a freeze warning until 9. A few clouds in Milwaukee at the moment. Winds are west at 3. Coming up, we've got agribusiness news from the host of the Midwest Farm Report, Pam Yockey. WAUK News Time is 8:35.
Looking for something new to do? Pickleball Kingdom is the place to be, with 17 top-tier indoor courts, a pro shop, event space, locker rooms with showers. It's more than just pickleball. Unwind at the fully stocked bar, catch a game on one of the big screen TVs, or just hang around and enjoy the space.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Donald Driver. This is the place to play.
Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow Pickleball Kingdom Menominee Falls on Instagram and Facebook.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
The Wisconsin Book Fest is a free four-day festival in Madison that celebrates every type of reader. Whether you're into mind-racing mysteries, great birding guides, speculative sci-fi, or music memoirs, you're sure to find an author to obsess over. Join us October 23rd to 26th for dozens of author readings, discussions, book signings, and more. Head over to waukradio.com to check out the full event lineup. And don't forget to make space on your shelf for new favorites.
540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. It's 8:36. Coming up, CBS News. Weekday mornings at 5 here on WAUK. You've got the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke. And right now, it's agribusiness news. WAUK News Time, 8:37.
The pandemic may have been bleak for many of us, but for two UW-Platteville researchers, it provided a spark that inspired them to find a marketplace for spoiled milk. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. That story next.
Next on our Corn Hall of Fame tour, Pioneer brand Power Core and List Corn.
Ooh, look at all the trophies.
Yes. Power Core and List beats competitors with a 7.7 bushel per acre yield advantage. Three distinct modes of pest control action and unsurpassed herbicide flexibility mean above ground pests and weeds can't win.
But what if they try?
They wouldn't dare.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/powerup.
Whether it's the sound of the carnival or the taste of the cotton candy or your first blue ribbon, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs to offer cash prizes for your fair stories. Entries are being accepted all summer long and there is no limit, so tell us all of your stories. To enter and see full contest details, visit MidwestFarmReport.com.
Dr. Joseph Wu, Associate Professor of Chemistry, and Dr. John Obalata, Chair of Mechanical and Industrial Engineering at UW-Platteville, found inspiration during the pandemic. While dairy farmers were forced to dump their milk because of processing shortfalls during the pandemic, it inspired the two to collaborate on taking that spoiled milk and turning it into a value-added product that can be used in 3D printing. Dr. Joseph Wu explains.
One category that strike me is to help the farmer to improve the economy of the dairy farmers. And that just perfectly matches what we are looking for. We really want to make this project work so that in the future, we do not need to dump milk to the field anymore. We might be able to recover, recycle, reuse those material for good purpose.
That's Dr. Joseph Wu, Associate Professor of Chemistry, along with his partner, Dr. John Obelauda, the chair of the Mechanical and Industrial Engineering Department on the UW-Platteville campus. They have come up with a patented process to convert casein and whey into durable, flexible materials that are suitable for 3D printing and beyond. Dr. Obelauda tells me that the 3D printing industry today, worth about $20 billion, they hope Wisconsin dairy can get at least a slice of that action. That's one of the funded projects that will be highlighted during the Wisconsin Dairy Innovation Hub's Free Summit Tuesday, November 18th on the UW River Falls campus with virtual elements. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
That's something that's always amazed me is 3D printing. Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Coming up, another update from Stuart J. Waddles in our WAUK newsroom. Leslie Lotto at the Civic Media State News Desk has got the state of Wisconsin covered. And, of course, Mike Clemens has got sports, traffic, and weather together as well coming up. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, streaming at waukradio.com.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It's a week and a half late, but the Labor Department's new report on consumer prices shows they rose 3% in September from the year before. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says it'll mean a boost for seniors.
With this report, Social Security benefits will increase by 2.8% starting in January. That annual cost of living or COLA adjustment is based on consumer prices from the third quarter.
That adds up to about $56 a month, record beef and veal prices, part of those increases. Rents, a little more static. Staffers at the Bureau of Labor Statistics were ordered back to work to put the report together. Political analysts sizing things up after President Trump called off trade talks with Canada overnight in response to a TV ad featuring former President Ronald Reagan talking about tariffs. Larry Gersten says the move could lead to higher inflation.
There are some things from Canada that the United States desperately needs. You know, steel, wood for building homes and whatnot. These are precious commodities as far as most of us are concerned.
Mr. Trump called the ad egregious behavior. Ontario's Premier Doug Ford just posted to X, President Reagan knew we are stronger together. One of Mr. Trump's political foes is scheduled to make her first court appearance in federal court this morning to answer to charges of mortgage fraud. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
It'll be a brief arraignment for New York's top law enforcement official. Letitia James, the attorney general, will be a criminal defendant facing a federal judge in Norfolk Federal Court after entering a not guilty plea. Defense attorneys indicate they're going to file a motion at some point soon to disqualify the U.S. attorney, arguing she was unlawfully appointed as part of their effort to get the case dismissed.
NBA fans are still stunned over the federal takedown that netted 34 people, including Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier, in a double-pronged betting scheme, one of them involving the mafia. Joe Varden writes for The Athletic.
It's going to take some time to understand the true fallout when it comes to, does the average fan trust that the product that the NBA is putting on the floor every night is not compromised?
The Dodgers and the Blue Jays face off in Game 1 of the World Series tonight in Toronto. Blake Snell will pitch for defending champ L.A.
Oh, I'm fired up. I can't wait. I mean, we've had time off and just been waiting, watching games, but to be here now, and I ain't been in Toronto for a little while. That's beautiful.
Rookie Trey Yesavage gets the start for the home team. Dow futures are up to 20. This is CBS News.
Presented by T-Mobile. It's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. That's T-Mobile.com/magenta status.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Soldana.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly.
At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
For 24 monthly bill credits on Experience Beyond for well-qualified customers, plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay out for earlier cancel. Finance agreement iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99, and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
There's a new report on dinosaur fossils in the western U.S.
New research on fossils in northern New Mexico suggests that dinosaurs were thriving in North America before the asteroid strike 66 million years ago that caused mass extinction. The fossils date the dinosaurs 400,000 years before the asteroid, and differences between species found in New Mexico and Montana suggest diverse dinosaur communities existed. Scientists have long debated whether dinosaurs were in decline long before the ultimate end. The new findings are in the journal Science. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Former President Biden wasn't a fan.
If I took you in blindfold and you took you to the LaGuardia Airport in New York, you must think I must be in some third world country.
But a lot's changed since he badmouthed the airport after an almost $8 billion makeover. Forbes Travel Guides named LaGuardia the best U.S. airport in the country for the second year in a row. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
And good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. A little bit of breaking news. You might be waking up to a power outage.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk.
All news all morning.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A former aide at MPS who left the country this summer is now suing the federal government. Yesenia Ruano says she was pushed to self-deport to El Salvador despite an open visa case. She's joined a federal lawsuit claiming ICE is illegally deporting immigrants who are victims of crime. Ruano says she's fighting not just for herself but for her daughters and others in the same situation. Whether you drive, walk, or ride the bus in Milwaukee, city planners want to hear from you. The 414 In Motion survey is now live, collecting ideas to improve how people get around. Officials say your feedback will help decide where to make changes like bike lanes, crosswalks, and transit routes. It's all part of Milwaukee's first citywide transportation and mobility plan. You can find the survey on the city's website. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A Milwaukee County Court Commissioner says it's one of the worst cases he's ever seen. The West Dallas parents accused of killing their 4-year-old son appeared in court for the first time yesterday. Prosecutors say DeVario Cruz abused the boy and his mother, Charlotte Keurig, failed to protect him. The judge called the allegations horrific. It was confirmed during the hearing that Child Protective Services had been alerted about the family before. An MCTS bus and a car collided near 91st Street in Bradley last night. Police say at about 5 o'clock, the car hit the back of the bus while it was heading south. There were 5 passengers on board at the time, and the bus driver and 1 passenger were injured. Officials say that bus driver's injuries aren't life-threatening. There's no word yet on if anyone was arrested. Another reminder about the interstate shutdown this weekend. A major ramp closure starts at 11 tonight on the Hale Interchange. The southbound 41-894 ramp to eastbound 894 will be shut down through early Monday. It's all part of a larger interchange improvement project expected to last into next year. The DOT says drivers should expect detours and extra delays. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com.
I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. Green Bay city leaders speaking out after somebody put up wanted posters with their names and photos around the city. Congressman Tony Weed joined city elders Jennifer Grant and Melinda Eck, condemning what he called violent rhetoric.
When they call us Nazis, fascists, criminals, or threats to democracy, it is a calling card for deranged individuals to commit violent acts.
The posters featured all three elected officials saying that they were wanted because of their stances on various political issues, including LGBTQ plus rights. Green Bay Mayor Eric Jenrick also issued a statement calling the behavior stupid and dangerous. Jenrick was not on the posters, but says he and his family have also gotten threats. Green Bay police say that they are still working to find out who's responsible for the posters. The measles outbreak up north is officially over. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says there's been no new cases of measles for more than a month in Oconto County. Health officials say that's two incubation periods, the threshold that marks the end of an outbreak. All of the state's 36 confirmed cases of measles were located in Oconto County and happened to people who are not vaccinated. Two people were hospitalized. The outbreak began after somebody traveling out of state was exposed. Wisconsin's got one of the lowest measles vaccination rates in the country. Lawmakers in Wisconsin debating a bill that would officially adopt a global definition of anti-Semitism for use by state and local governments. The proposal is meant to help identify hate crimes, but has raised concerns that it might criminalize criticism of Israel. JS Online reports the bill's sponsor said it doesn't add new laws, but clarifies what anti-Semitism is. At a hearing this week, supporters spoke about rising anti-Semitism on university campuses, while opponents warned of threats to free speech. The Milwaukee Jewish Federation supports the bill, but the ACLU and some Democrats have pushed back. And tomorrow's National Drug Take-Back Day across Wisconsin. More than 145 events with 266 law enforcement agencies will be set up for people to safely dispose of unused or expired medications. Attorney General Josh Call says the event makes it easy to get rid of unwanted pills, creams, and inhalers while protecting the environment. People can bring prescription and over-the-counter meds, but no illegal drugs or needles. Permanent drop boxes are also available year-round. Your local drop-off locations can be found online. Wisconsin Sports Today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. It's 8:51. Coming up, Mike Clemens has got sports, Big Packer Steeler game on Sunday Night Football as Aaron Rodgers faces the Green Bay Packers. Also, traffic and weather coming up together as well. Got a freeze warning until 9. Got a few minutes left on that. Right now, a few clouds in Milwaukee with 36. Winds are out of the west at 3. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at waukradio.com and by tapping the Civic Media app.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wrap to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
It's all news all morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. If you miss a newscast, you can find the updates at waukradio.com or sign up for our WAUK weekly newsletter. You'll find the form on the website. Log on to waukradio.com. You'll find the full menu of civic media offerings throughout the day and all week long on WAUK on 100.3 FM.
Good morning, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Coming up at 9, an update from CBS News, and then it's Matt Nair on air with Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach, 9 to 11. Coming up, traffic and weather together as well, sports with Mike Clemens.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Raptors in Toronto, but guard Kevin Porter is not on this road trip. On MRI confirmed he suffered a sprained ankle in the Bucks season opener Wednesday night. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene, Oregon to play the Ducks tomorrow night. Wisconsin hoping to snap a five-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers holding practice before flying to Pittsburgh for Sunday night football against the Steelers. Baseball, game one of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on how their season ended in L.A. last week.
From my world, I felt like we did not put our best foot forward in that series, and I think it would have made some difference, but the Dodgers were on it, and you know when a team is on it. And we, the balls we did hit hard, for instance, got caught. You know, our ball in play, I think, was 130, something record low.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
There's also some high school football playoff action going on, depending upon where you're at. So if you're involved in that, good luck to you. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Traffic and weather together as well. This traffic report brought to you by Blindster.com. Good morning to Bonnie Green.
An accident still causing problems on 894 41 northbound stop and go Oklahoma after Lincoln. Left lane blocked with that crash. 4145 southbound slow 124th to Good Hope. And 94 westbound at Pewaukee Road a stall on the right shoulder. I'm Bonnie Green and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Traffic is brought to you by Blindster.com. Need new blinds? At Blindster.com, they offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, they take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters, so you can do it yourself and save big at Blindster.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 52 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 35 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Few clouds in Milwaukee. Winds are out of the west at 3. Coming up, CBS News Money Watch, WAUK News Time, 8:57.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixings. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli. Serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's 8:58. Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at WAUKradio.com and by tapping the Civic Media app. Coming up at 9, following a CBS News update, Matt Nair on air and Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach. Right now, Money Watch from CBS.
CBS Money Watch.
Target says it's eliminating about 1,800 corporate positions, including about 800 open roles. With a new CEO set to take the reins in February, the moves are part of the retailer's efforts to streamline decision-making and strengthen its customer base. Tesla is recalling more than 63,000 Cybertrucks in the U.S. because the front lights are too bright. The concern is that may cause a distraction to other drivers and increase the risk of a collision. And 3M is recalling more than 10,000 thermal laminators due to a potential overheating issue that poses a burn hazard. The recall focuses on the Scotch brand TL90950 thermal laminator. That's your CBS News Money Watch report. I'm Jesse Mitchell.
Since 2013, the annual Progressive Keys to Progress event has provided deserving veterans with vehicles, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more about this program at keystoprogress.com.
Good morning, Milwaukee. That wraps up this edition for All News All Morning on Friday, October 24th, 2025. We'll do it again Monday. Thanks for being there. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving All News All Morning. Jane Mantenere and Greg Bach are up next with Mantenere on Air with CBS News coming up in just a second or two.
We're a civic media station.
CBS News Brief. The government's long-awaited CPI report shows the inflation rate was a little lower than expected, 3% year-over-year in September. It means Social Security recipients will get a 2.8% cost of living increase, about $56 a month. This woman in Bethesda, Maryland, says every little bit helps, but it won't solve her problems.
I really, really depend on my Social Security checks. With the cost of Medicare, I just don't know how I'm going to be able to make it in retirement.
Defense Secretary Hegseth says a 10th U.S. strike on an alleged drug smuggling boat has killed 6 people in the Caribbean. He says they were all members of Venezuela's Tren de Aragua gang. President Trump's cut off trade talks with Canada over a TV ad using snippets of former President Reagan talking about tariffs. CBS's Nicole Killian.
The Ontario premier who came up with the ad has now posted a link to the full Reagan speech and says Canada and the U.S. are friends.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This report on 540 WAUK